The news in touch with your world, I'm Jaska Hemant. Good morning. Addressing ambulance shortages in the northwest to take time, and police expected to address media about the 10111 strike. Health MEC for the Northwest Province, Magome Masika, says that closing the gap in terms of ambulance shortages will take some time, but there are plans to address this issue. He was addressing journalists and other stakeholders yesterday at the Potchefstroom Provincial Hospital. His comments follow after the province recently came under fire for the long reaction time of ambulances in emergencies caused in a part of a shortage of such vehicles.
You buy 40 ambulances, they don't come as readily available ambulances. You have to have another tender for conversion to make them ambulances. You then have to register. So for them to be on the road, it could take anything from 8 to 12 months. To wait for a year for 40 ambulances to be on the road was going to cause a disaster, in my view. And that is why I agreed with them that it was good that in the meantime, we can have private service providers to help us with part of transportation of our patients.
Police Union SAPU is expected to address the media this afternoon about the countrywide 10111 call centre's worker strike. An estimated 5,000 operators, represented by the South African Police Union, want the SAPS to increase their salary level by an estimated increase of 50,000 rand per annum. They began striking on Tuesday. They are employed under the Public Service Act and are thus not considered an essential service. SAPS spokesperson Brigadier Sally De Beer said that police officers would be at the 10111 centres to answer calls. The issue of land expropriation without compensation and food security in the country are amongst challenges that the government is still dealing with. This is according to the ANC Deputy Secretary General, Jesse Duarte. Duarte says the ANC is concerned about the land ownership and ensuring food security for all.
We cannot debate the land question forever and ever and ever. The time has come to say, give the land back to the people. Give it back.
She was addressing members at the regional post-policy conference briefing in Bloemfontein yesterday. And lastly, studies have found that Instagram is now the worst social networking site for cyberbullying. The British anti-bullying non-profit group says its investigation revealed that the photo-sharing site is where the youth between the ages of 12 and 20 experience cyberbullying the most. The organisation surveyed over 10,000 British teens to measure their experiences with cyberbullying. 17% of the respondents reported being cyberbullying, with 42% saying they were bullied on Instagram. Facebook wasn't far behind at 37%. Your top story this hour, Health MEC for the Northwest Province, Magome Masika, says that closing the gap in terms of ambulance shortages will take some time, but there are plans in place to address this issue. Reach OFM News via email news@ofm.co.za.